closer attention to but knew less about? That was what made football so different from baseball, the soothingly familiar national pastime. Baseball was nostalgia, past times. Football lived in the ongoing moment. Baseball individuated. Football, which Ryan always called the ultimate team game, huddled up and scrummed. Yet for all that exposure, football kept its distance, remained a closed society whose core inaccessibility increased its appeal. It was the national passion, the unrequiting sport, something graceful, thrilling, dangerous, and concealed in plain sight. That most fans had no idea what the players were doing was something of a point of pride within the game. Tom Moore, who had a long and distinguished offensive coaching career primarily with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts, tells a joke about an older woman who attended a football game for the first time. Afterward, somebody asked her what she'd made of it. "It was delightful until some crazy guy kicked a ball. I never understood anything after that." The Jets linebacker coach, Bob Sutton, compared players in their helmets and pads to armored knights on horses. "You knew there was somebody in there, but you didn't know who the hell it was." Sutton likewise savored the fact that, to others, a coach was a kind of